Exhibition Catalogue Essay, Told, Retold, Untold. Welcome to this audio of the catalogue essay for the exhibition Told, Retold, Untold. The Canberra Glassworks acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land on which this exhibition is held, the Ngunnawal and Ngambri people. We acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first and continuing custodians of our stories, culture and land for over 65,000 years. Within this site-specific exhibition by artist Rosalind Lemieux, the narrative of the Kingston Powerhouse unfolds, not just as an exploration of architectural history, but as a profound reflection on broader societal themes. Lemieux, a Sierra Leonean Australian sculptor based in Gundaroo, New South Wales, intricately weaves together objects that have been skillfully recast, both industrial and organic, to construct object-based works. Drawing inspiration from iconic Western art movements such as still life, arte povera, gestural abstraction and minimalism, she envisions alternative histories, contemplating how they might have been depicted with the inclusion of diverse voices. Through the deliberate choice of materials, balancing solid and liquid, soft and hard, light and shadow, she aims to insert unheard voices, particularly those of women, into historical discussions. Lemieux considers how to convey a sense of experience and embodiment from a female perspective in an industrial environment. Told. The Kingston Powerhouse, designed by architect John Smith Murdoch in 1915, initially served as Canberra's first public building. Its strategic location alongside the Molonglo River facilitated electricity generation through steam, powering the turbines within. The adjacent Southern Railway line facilitated the transportation of coal for the boilers. The building's construction featured concrete reinforced with river gravel and steel frames. The wood grain texture on the walls is visible today, revealing evidence of the moulding process employed during the concrete pouring. Today, we acknowledge the building's mixed history, purpose, and foundation. During her residency at Canberra Glassworks, Lemieux observed the duality of the building as both a shell and an inhabited space. Like a silent narrator, it holds memory as well as the legacy of its function, a heaving generator of power, with railway tracks outside and the immense ability to pump fuel, smoke, coal and fire. Retold. While working within the space, Lemieux linked the architecture and the powerhouse to the human body. Her physical interactions during the residency allowed her to reflect on the details in the fabric of the building, portraying it as a living entity with its own unique texture, layers, and history. Like the pulled railway nails that had been rammed into the ground, this action of pulling offers a visceral link to the pulled wisdom tooth with deep roots. Through the casting process, Lemieux references the marks on the floors and the building becomes part of artworks, as if a stage for the retelling of these stories. A cast crystal slice of rock melon is polished to reveal its dimpled skin almost like an X-ray, sitting atop a cast concrete piece of the glassworks floor. This new floor has been cast in grey and white with black oxides tracing like ink to allude to a spill or the fluidity of the material as it is poured by the hand. Lemieux skillfully employs wordplay, leveraging the literal interpretation of the word power to discuss the intricacies of power structures and the historical recording of labour divisions. The etymology of the word power traces back to the Latin potere, which translates to be able or to have the ability. From the 15th century, the word denoted authority. However, today's use of the word power reflects the idea of possessing control, influence and strength. The inclusion of recast fruit strategically placed within the scenes shifts the narrative towards the feminine perspective, deepening our comprehension of control and influence within societal frameworks. This is evident in the telling of the history of Canberra, where Marion Mahoney Griffin, an architect and wife of Walter Burley Griffin, is notably overlooked in historical records, despite her substantial contribution to collaborative design efforts. Untold. Lamo's exploration extends to the untold stories, particularly the absence of certain voices in the historical narrative. Coded within her artistic practice is a thoughtful examination of her position and lived experiences within the Australian context. Considering the complexities of identity and belonging as a mixed-race woman and mother, she engages in conversations about the diaspora on stolen land. These layers add depth to the exhibition, encouraging viewers to reflect on the broader socio-cultural implications in the default histories. Through the use of glass, a transparent material, Lamo directs attention to the untold and invisible aspects of these narratives. Neon elements act as prompts, asking viewers to consider their awareness as it flickers between conscious and unconscious. The intentional selection of concrete, metal, and glass captures the physical weight of objects and suggests a psychological or emotional weight. Incorporating cast tools, universal I-beams, and architectural elements speaks to a process that inherently involves the use of bodies, force, and exertion. Through this, she articulates the hidden labour and energies required in the shaping of these structures and histories. She aims to establish a connection between the body, the space, and the object, emphasising the relationships between the physical self and the contextual structures that have been long established. Told, retold, untold is curious and questioning. It is both a call and response, a command and a rebuttal that asks us to consider the things hidden or unsaid and where our narratives of history and self might originate. This catalogue essay was co-written by Amy Frodsham, Artistic Director of Canberra Glassworks, and Rosalind Lameau, with narration voiced by Liz Landford. Told, Retold, Untold is open from 7 March to 28 April 2024. For this exhibition, Canberra Glassworks would like to acknowledge Creative Australia and Arts ACT for their generous support. The artist would like to thank her collaborators from the Canberra Glassworks, including Spike Dean, Rosemary Faulkner, Tom Rowney, Amy Frodsham, Annette Blair, Katie Ann Horton, Megan Wilkinson, Peter Nilsson, Luna Ryan, Griffin, Tom Jupp, and Hugo Curtis, with special thanks to Margaret Lameau, Damien Geary, and Dr. Jacqueline Bradley.